Don't believe everything you hear. That's the opening line in a full-page ad in today's Wall Street Journal. It's from the Chinese telecom giant Huawei. The company has been singled out by the U.S. government as a threat to national security. Huawei wants people here in North America to see its side of the story as it faces charges in two separate criminal cases. Joseph Moreno is a former U.S. federal prosecutor. He joins us from Washington. Joseph, let's start with the extradition case. What charges does the U.S. want to bring against Huawei CFO Mengwan Zhu?
Huawei CFO is facing effectively bank fraud charges in New York. The allegation is that she lied to banks in order to get them to conduct transactions that violate U.S. sanctions against the Iranian government. So she's facing some fairly serious charges for which she's now subject to extradition from Canada.
She was arrested back in December in Vancouver, and Canada has decided to allow the extradition hearing to proceed. Is it a difficult decision for Canada to release Mengwan Zhu to the U.S.?
It certainly will be fraught with some legal and political complications because of how visible this whole thing is, right? How public it is. Canada will look at the charges that Ms. Meng faces. So they will do a prima facie test of the evidence. They would not just extradite someone for any old reason. They want to know what the charges are, effectively what evidence the U.S. prosecutors have against her. They'll also consider other factors such as her age, her health. And they will also think about the international implications of this. And as we know, there are reports that at least three Canadians have already faced ramifications in China. So they will look at the entire geopolitical situation here. It won't just be about the narrow details of the case against Ms. Meng.
And of course, you're talking about the three Canadians who've been detained in China since Meng was arrested.
That's right. I mean, it's impossible to ignore those kinds of consequences, even though you're supposed to look at, you know, just the evidence and the strength of the case against Ms. Meng. You really can't just ignore the fact that there are international implications here and that I've already seen some and there most likely will be others.
Huawei was also in court yesterday in Seattle for an intellectual property case. What charges is Huawei facing in that case?
So it's trade secret theft, mail and wire fraud. And so the U.S. is somewhat unique. It's not a super common occurrence to see companies that are actually prosecuted. Now, individuals are prosecuted all the time, but the U.S. government occasionally will charge a company itself with crimes. The idea is that individuals alone should not be held accountable, but the company itself and the assets that the company has and the shareholders, if it's a public company. It's a really serious decision to make, not one that was taken lightly, I'm sure, by prosecutors.
Is the case in Seattle and the case of Mengwan Zhu, are they linked?
Well, I have to think this is part of an overall strategy by the U.S. government, right? The Department of Justice no doubt sees Huawei as a national security threat. And so the idea of intellectual property theft is one that the U.S. government has struggled with when it comes to Chinese technology companies for a while. So I have to think that they looked at a number of different alleged violations, both conducted by the company itself as well as by its senior executives. So even though the cases are different facts in different jurisdictions, I have to think that the timing of this is not a coincidence. It's a lot more than just the legality, right? There's serious, serious foreign policy implications here.
Joseph Moreno is a former U.S. federal prosecutor, and he's currently a partner at a law firm in Washington. Thanks, Joseph.
Thanks, Carol. Good to be with you.